You wrote in your book that you believe Ted Kennedy is the least understood and most underappreciated Kennedy of them all. Explain why.
Jack Kennedy, of course, became president. He was a very skilled public performer. He was taken from us at the height of his youth, in a way, and he ended up as an iconic and heroic figure in the imagination of the American public. His brother, also assassinated at the moment of triumph during the 1968 presidential primary. And here was Ted, who was more or less the afterthought of the family, who had gained his Senate seat as really a piece of nepotism on the part of his father and brothers, and was thrust into this position of carrying on the legacy. And because, in large part, his personal life has been, until about, 15 or so years ago, such a terrible mess, people have overlooked the amazing achievements that he's been able to accomplish in the Senate. And in my view, when all is said and done, historians will look back and say that Ted Kennedy achieved more than either of his brothers.